WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second time in 3 months, a divided Bryan City Council is moving forward with moving about a mile of overhead power lines underground.
BTU figures the relocation of power lines along South College between Villa Maria and Enloe is $1.75 a month, though the project is already in their budget and there will be no rate increase. Mike Sutherland, one of the three who were unsuccessful in stopping the project, wanted to establish a $1.75 a month fee for a new fund to reduce flooding.
The underground utility is not the thing to do. That's not a priority now for us. The flooding is a priority for us. So you keep doing what you're doing, and let's look at a fee somewhere else or some money somewhere else. If we're going to take $1.75 from the customers or the citizens, let's do it for the flood relief. I don't mean through BTU, though, but I mean we can have a fee otherwise.
Bobby Simic says he's heard from hundreds of customers who want the improved aesthetics.
When we started talking about this, the topic was, Bobby, this is something we think is important because it's going to be a direct feed from Texas A&M all the way to downtown Bryan.
Next week, BTU and their consulting engineer starts gathering information along South College. Through the end of July, property owners may see representatives on their land. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council is headed towards requiring some new streets to be concrete and not asphalt. A council consensus agrees higher traffic collector streets should have the more expensive but longer wearing pavement. Yet to be decided is requiring concrete on new residential streets. City Manager Kelly Templin says he's trying to address rising costs of street maintenance.
The last couple of budget years, we're falling several million dollars behind every year in street maintenance. And all my previous jurisdiction require concrete streets. My most previous one has required it since 1961.
City staff will be meeting with local home builders who pass on the costs of new streets to home buyers to reach an agreeable cost estimate for concrete residential streets. The discussion comes as motorists on two major College Station streets will have to deal with construction projects starting Monday. One is widening Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center to pass the freeway bridge, which will restrict traffic through at least October of next year. And Munson is being rebuilt between Dominic and Lincoln, something that will take about a year to complete. Brazos and 11 other counties are part of Governor Abbott's request to the president for federal storm damage assistance. The request also includes Grimes, Washington, Waller, and Fort Bend counties. The governor's office says if granted, victims may be eligible for federal individual assistance grants of up to $33,000 and low-interest disaster loans from the Small Business Administration. You can read and download the governor's 23-page letter online at WTAW.com. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he will vote for Donald Trump, but there will be no endorsement. Flores says Trump has a great opportunity because 70% of Americans are mad about the direction the country is going.
But he's got to start talking about what his vision is, how he's going to lead the country, how Hillary Clinton would be bad for the country, and quit bashing on judges and everybody else.
Flores says all Trump needs to do is focus on the real enemy, who is not the judge presiding over the Trump University case. Flores, who chairs the largest conservative caucus in Congress, still hopes that Trump will meet with the Republican Study Committee. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark, Dennis Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie, Sovac City Superstore. Come on down and see us.
The College Station Noon Lions Club is proud to present the I Love America 4th of July celebration on July 4th, 2016. The event will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library. The museum will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with free admission all day. The concessions will start at 5:30 p.m. and live entertainment and the Kids Zone will open at 6 p.m. The Kids Zone includes games and bounce houses. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. For more information, visit Bush 41.org.
Good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. Also, they do polyurethane concrete racing. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Warm and increasingly more humid weather as we head through the weekend. That may lead to a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. Good news is right now it does not look widespread. Partly sunny, close to 90 today. There's a chance for shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, thunderstorm may pop up in the afternoon, highs 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Clouds, some sun, maybe a storm Sunday, and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
In sports, we'll check in with Rob Childress and J.B. Moss as we look forward to the game against TCU coming up tonight. Also, lots of other Aggie accolades, and it didn't last long. The Rangers took down the Astros again. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So yesterday, time to time, we just don't get around to stories. Either I just forget about it or we just don't get around to it.
Sure.
So yesterday was one of those days. We were going to tell you the story about a city in Spain that has a problem that's common to other cities, and that is that, well, people don't pick up after their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they thought they would come up with an interesting idea, and that was to, and then, by the way, they've got about 6,000 dogs in the city. They decided, just kind of as a reminder, that the local city council elected to erect a giant inflatable poop.
Aww.
It's about 10 feet wide, 6 feet long, right there in the town square.
Why?
Well, just a friendly reminder if you needed to do the right thing. Okay?
A sign wouldn't have worked?
No. You can't do that. Well, so we didn't get, in the time it took for us to not get to the story, it's now been stolen.
Of course.
The blow-up stool.
I was going to ask, so it's inflatable.
It is.
Stool.
Found
gross.
Itself as the center of the mystery. The ginormous dung went missing. It's valued at $2,736.
Oh, my gosh.
And to keep from having to say these words, Chase used to have a little kid saying, boop, and boop. I didn't know where it was. And so I went looking for it. You know, maybe is that on the internet and I could go grab it somewhere. Instead, I found the poop emoji.
Of course.
Did we know that there was one of those?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
And it's got eyes, and
it smiles. It
does.
See, and it smiles. Now, what is that about?
Now, some people have tried to argue that it is just the top of a chocolate ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely a smiling poop.
Yeah. No, you put in poop emoji, and it shows up.
Oh, yeah.
So but how much was this thing worth?
$2,736 is what they're saying.
Oh, it's a pretty large inflatable.
It's the most valuable piece of poop since Kanye West, huh? I got jokes this morning.
It's gonna be a good I didn't know we were even going to say Kanye West today, and it's not even 6:15.
It's Friday, though.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a lot of info.
Somebody just wanted a new pool toy.
Yes, they have a campaign, and the campaign is dubbed No More Cacas.
No. Oh. Who's got the unfortunate job of blowing that up?
Yeah.
Gross.
Do we have a picture anywhere? It is the internet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's there.
Okay, yeah, we'll see.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, but, you know, really, my wife's toy store, one of the books that they've sold for years is Everyone Poops.
Oh, yeah.
I did find a picture.
Did you? Yes. Is it tethered, or is it, you know, how do they do that?
It's just sitting there on the ground.
Oh, it's on the ground. Okay.
It's on the ground.
Right.
Yep, it's not floating in the air.
Okay. Well, and now how big is it? It's
What did you say, 6 feet tall?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like you could actually steal that unnoticed, I wouldn't think.
But, I will try to. It looks like it's on a Twitter account, so I will try to see if I can get a picture and somehow share it on our social media.
Be the bestest, wouldn't it? All right, it's 6:14. It is Alcoholics Anonymous Founders Day. That's an outstanding organization.
Mm-hmm.
Iced Tea Day. Yeah. Just a day?
Sweet.
Is that all?
Yeah. I love iced tea.
Yeah, see, Of course, I've never drunk sweetened iced tea. I prefer not to. But this whole sweet tea thing really takes off, doesn't
it? Oh, man.
It does.
And,
yep.
And I don't know, just, of course, to my taste, it's just way too sweet, but it's part of what Texas is, too. We do. We're
oh,
in
yeah.
the South. But it's also National Lemonade Day.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to do that.
But is it National Arnold Palmer Day?
Well, half and half. We're halfway there, right?
Might as well
yeah.
be.
Could do that. It's National Black Cow Day.
Okay.
That's what, like a chocolate ice cream sort of a sundae or something like that. I'm not sure. It's ball.
Oh, it wasn't just for like the animals?
No. Oh, no, I don't think so at all. No.
I was like, oh, yeah. The black cows get their own special day.
Yeah, and it's ballpoint pen day, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later on today because we got tons of birthdays.
Yes, we do. Kate Upton is 24 today, super Sports Illustrated supermodel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Faith Evans is 43. Let's see here.
Who's she?
She met the Notorious B.I.G. at a photo shoot and married him 3 weeks
later.
Oh,
well, of course. Now that you say that, I remember.
Of course. A few actresses that we got. Elizabeth Hurley is 51. She's Hugh Grant's ex. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Janine Triplehorn is 53. She's been in a lot of things like Basic Instinct and Waterworld.
Oh, yeah.
Gina Gershon, also an actress, 54 today. Let's see. John Edwards is 63.
Oh, that guy. He thought he was going to be president, didn't he?
Yeah, he
was wrong.
Yeah. And F. Lee Bailey is 83. That's OJ's lawyer from back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's what I got for Friday.
We got Dan Fouts is the NFL football player, 65. Doug McKeon, the actor, is 50. Wait a minute. You missed Timothy Van Patten.
Oh.
From... It says here, soap opera with swords.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. He's 57. Dang. Other politicos. And John Edwards doesn't have to be the only disgraced politician today. Elliot Spitzer is 57.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, and Bobby Jindal, who was the governor of Louisiana for a while, is 45. Okay, on Saturday, World Bike Naked Day.
Ooh.
Just, you know.
Painful.
Well, I would think
that
so.
That is really the only word that comes to mind.
In Texas, yeah.
Ow, 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 ow.
Anyway, just someplace else, not here.
Yeah.
World Gin Day, it's Corn on the Cob Day, it's Cotton Candy Day, it's German Chocolate Cake Day.
Mm.
Man, it just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah,
like
does.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday's a fatty day.
And this will be exciting, too. Saturday begins Worldwide Knit and Crochet Week.
Oh, that is...
Finally.
Yes. Been waiting all year.
And there it is. All right, and we got some birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty is 19 on Saturday. Maya Moore is 27. She was the UConn women's basketball superstar who now plays for the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx.
Uh-huh.
Shia LaBeouf is 30.
Hey.
Yep. Joshua Jackson, 38. These child stars, you know, they're going to have the same birthdays on the same day. Peter Dinklage is 47. I love him. He's great.
And I actually know who he is.
Yeah. I don't, but I like his last name.
Yeah, he's the little short guy on Soap Opera with Swords.
Likely
the most famous person from
Soap Opera. I know who that is.
Yeah.
I just didn't know his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Oz is 56.
Shyster.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Hugh Laurie is 57. He just played one on TV.
He is really talented.
He is.
He is a pianist. He is a novelist, and he can talk with an American accent.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Broadway guy, too.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Joe Montana, 60 on Saturday.
Wow.
Greta Van Susteren, 62.
Hey.
Yep. And let's see, Peter Bergman is 63. He's the guy who said, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Okay, right.
Graham Russell is 66 from Air Supply.
Yeah.
Frank Beard from ZZ Top.
The one without 60, one.
Is 67. Did we determine whether or not he was the one that hurt his arm?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
Adrian Barbeau is 71 from Maude.
Uh-huh.
And Gene Wilder is 83.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get... nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Yeah.
One of my faves. He's 83.
If you happen to see Forrest Gump and that scene where George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, stands in front of the schoolhouse to defy the federal order to allow two African-American kids to enroll at the University of Alabama, that actually happened on Tomorrow's Date in 1963. And in 1991, Julia Roberts and Kiefer Sutherland called off their wedding just 3 days before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
So is that where her movie Runaway Bride came
from?
Yeah,
so that she could marry Eli Lovett. On Sunday, it's Superman Day. Of course, we already told you yesterday, it's a whole big celebration.
Yep.
National Peanut Butter Cookie Day, Banana Splits Day. Ooh, this does continue.
This weekend.
Fatty Fat Delicious. Weekend.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to do any of those, it's National Jerky Day as well.
Oh, so that's what the elevator smells like beef jerky for
out
there.
I need to make my trip to the Beaver Store.
There you go. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Dave Franco is 31. He is the younger brother of James Franco.
Yeah,
he's been in a lot
Cutie
of movies.
Patootie.
What does he do? Does he do anything?
Yeah. He was in that fraternity. What was it? The with Seth Rogen.
Oh, where they live next
and
door
Zac
to.
Zac Efron.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of his. He was here in College Station promoting that movie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It was like this surprise thing. He was like on Northgate at some of the bars, like playing beer pong and stuff with people. Yeah. But anyway, he's done some stuff like that.
21 Jump Street. Yeah, he was in 21 Jump Street. Awesome. Yeah. He's good. I like him. He's ever been as good as his bro, really.
Yep.
Adriana Lima is 35. She's a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Yep.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd, 39 on Sunday. He had that song Blue on Black.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Mewes is 42 from Jay and Silent Bob. Jenilee Harrison is 58. She was from Three's Company. She was the one who took over for Suzanne Summers.
Sure.
Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall, 57 on Sunday. Let's see here. Marv Albert.
Wow.
75 on Sunday. Jim Nabors, 86.
Shazam!
And earlier in the week, Barbara Bush's birthday was happened, but on Sunday, George Bush, the elder, is 92.
There you are. I say 8. Don't I wish. 6:22.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So newly released San Jose police reports indicate just how barbaric the, quote, protesters were at this Donald Trump rally last Thursday in California. Now, conservative Treehouse reports that undercover officers feared for their own safety and had witnessed Trump supporters running for their lives. One undercover officer wrote, quote, I watched several individuals wearing Trump articles of clothing getting punched, kicked, and pushed. Another officer wrote, I observed Trump supporters being spit on, objects being thrown at them, punched, kicked, and even robbed of their personal belongings. By the way, where's the mainstream media on this? Oh, that's right. They're too busy inciting public outrage over the Trump University lawsuit.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
In these parts, you need equipment that helps you work hard and play big. Equipment like the new John Deere Gator XUV 590i. With over 1,000 ways to customize yours, it's like having 1,000 ways to take on chores and the big outdoors. John Deere was first in the Texas fields, and now we're proud to be the official on-field equipment of the Texas Rangers. Go big, go strong, go Gator. Save big at Sioux Falls Prater. Go to myjohndeeredealer.com/baseball.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
What does it take to be the best new car dealer in the Brazos Valley? Now, Tom Light Chevrolet, we believe it takes commitment, dedication, and devotion. Commitment to offering the best selection of Chevy's best-selling models every day. Dedication to providing the best customer service possible for every customer. And devotion to delivering the best in-store savings and most competitive internet pricing available on every new car we sell. That's why in the Eagles 2016 Reader's Choice Award, Tom Light Chevrolet has been voted one of the top three best new car dealers around. And with your continued support, we will be the best. So come see me, Bubba Dixon, off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself. And you'll see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Bruce Johnson with your money now. LINE Corporation, the Japan-based operator of the namesake mobile messenger, will list its shares in New York and Tokyo next month. Naver, the South Korean internet company that wholly owns LINE, said today that the move will help the iconic mobile messenger to better compete against global companies backed by big brand and capital. Futures are down. Major U.S. benchmarks ended slightly lower yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial slid 19 points to 17,985. The NASDAQ was down 16. The S&P 500 off 3. And lunch with billionaire Warren Buffett? It'll cost you at least a couple million. Buffett is auctioning off a private lunch on eBay, with the proceeds going to a San Francisco homeless charity. The week-long auction that began Sunday will wrap up tonight. Six of the past eight winners paid more than $2 million. Since 2000, Buffett has raised more than $20 million for the charity. And that's your money now.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Good morning, 627 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. You know, yesterday the winds kind of came around out of the north by evening, and the last couple hours the sun was not too bad out there. And today we do have northeasterly winds as we start today. A little bit of fog has developed out there in some places. We have a chance of some showers, again, it'd be this afternoon, but about 30%, and then 30% on Saturday. They've downgraded that a little bit. Sunday now we have a 40% chance of showers, but temps will be the same. We'll be near 90 degrees, and low temperatures each night probably be in the lower 70s. Again, winds out of the northeast at 3, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 72.
The fun continues with family-friendly films and special events at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum this summer. This month, Movies by the Pond features a free screening of The Game Plan on Friday, June 17th. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs and enjoy this film under the stars by the Presidential Pond. Games and free refreshments will begin at 7 p.m., and the movie will start just after sundown. For more information, visit bush41.org or call 691-4014.
Your life story, the one you tell yourself and other people, is not really a true story. It's more based on a true story. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity. annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Your life story is not what you think it is.
We are unaware of how unaware we are. You're the unreliable narrator in the story of your life.
David McCraney, author of the book, You Are Not So Smart.
Part of that self-delusion is when you explain your own thoughts, emotions, and actions, you tend to explain them as if you were an outside observer, and not just an outside observer, but a really big fan of you. And that makes us create these stories, these narratives that build up over time, that become the story of who we are. It's how we explain ourselves to ourselves and to other people, and it's not exactly a true story. It's more like based on a true story.
How we think moment to moment is based on things like the spotlight effect.
The spotlight effect is we tend to believe that we're on everyone's mind as much as we're on our own mind, which is not true. And we engage in something called self-serving bias, and that's where we attribute our successes to ourselves, but we attribute our failures to either other people or forces beyond our control. The point is that self-delusion helps get us out of bed in the morning. You have to be a little bit deluded, otherwise you won't feel the effectiveness that you need to have to move forward.
We all like to think we're right, and that is confirmation bias at work.
Confirmation bias is we tend to pay attention to information that confirms our beliefs, but we tend to ignore information that challenges our beliefs. And that changes the kind of books we buy, that changes the kind of magazines we subscribe to, it changes the news channels that we decide are the ones that deliver the news that we want to listen to.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. As motorists on two major College Station streets face delays with the start of road construction projects next Monday, the City Council takes up whether new streets in the future should be concrete or asphalt. Either way, City Manager Kelly Templin says the last couple of budget years, College Station has fallen several million dollars behind in street maintenance.
And when we were searching for a home, my wife's comment was, "What's wrong with the streets?" Because of the graffiti, I guess it was termed. So that's the cost of the home builders is a serious concern, but we have an unsustainable model that will break this city if we do not address it in some form or fashion. Somebody will have to bear these costs. Just keep that in mind, that we will have to adjust the tax rate, I fear, every year from here on out if we do not address this problem now.
A council consensus agreed that new collector streets, which have more traffic, should be concrete, which lasts longer but costs more. As for future residential streets, the council agreed to delay a decision until after home builders and city staff decide on comparative costs of concrete versus asphalt. As for start of street work next Monday, Munson is being rebuilt between Dominic and Lincoln, something that will take about a year to complete. And Monday starts the widening of Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center to pass the freeway bridge. That will restrict traffic through at least October of next year. Preparations to improve South College from north of Villa Maria to Inlow begins next week. That's after three Bryan councilmen failed at this week's meeting in their attempt to stop burying power lines underground.
BTU has figured the budgeted project, which does not involve a rate increase, will cost customers $1.75 a month. Mike Sullivan wants to collect $1.75 a month to go into a fund to assist flood victims.
If you got a choice of paying $1.75 per month to get a mile and a quarter of underground utilities, and you don't even live on the street anyway, most of them don't, that it's better spent.
City Manager Keene Register says now's the time to remove the poles as part of a $2 million TxDOT grant replacing sidewalks on both sides of South College from Villa Maria to Brookside. and adding a 12-foot wide path from Brookside to Hensel Park.
There's not a lot of room on South College, and we're not buying any right-of-way. So these sidewalks are going to go through a lot of these poles. They're going to have to be relocated. So if you're going to underground the electric, then this is the time to do it, not some, because you're going to have to put up new poles. And if you do that then you can pretty much assume in the next 30 years you're not going to put those wires underground.
Through the end of July, consultants hired by BTU will be at affected property owners collecting information that will be used in their design of the project. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Abbott has asked the president for federal storm damage assistance in Brazos and 11 other counties. The governor's letter says tornadoes and flooding from 2 weeks ago are of such severity and magnitude that effective response is beyond the capabilities of the state and affected local governments. The request also covers Austin, Brazoria, Fort Bend, Grimes, Hidalgo, Hood, Montgomery, San Jacinto, Travis, Waller, and Washington counties. The governor's office says if granted, victims may be eligible for federal individual assistance grants of up to $33,000 and low-interest disaster loans from the Small Business Administration. Online at WTAW.com, you can read and download the governor's 23-page letter. The list of Republicans in Washington who will vote for Donald Trump but not endorse him includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores says Trump needs to end his primary campaign strategy.
Now he needs to win the general election, but he's not going to do it if he keeps marginalizing different groups, whether it's women or blacks or Hispanics or Asians or, you know, short white people, tall white people, whatever it is he's doing, he's got to run for president.
Flores, who chairs the largest conservative caucus in Congress, says Trump needs to start doing more than giving talking points. A citizen's report led to College Station police making a DWI arrest of someone who was heading to jail to serve time in another case. 37-year-old Aaron Bell of College Station, who was arrested Wednesday night for DWI with a prior conviction, was on probation for assaulting three family members last year. Conditions of the 5-year probation include no alcohol. According to the arrest report, Bell backed his car into a private citizen's truck. Then the private citizen followed Bell to his house and waited for police to arrive. A driver on the freeway failing to signal two lane changes Wednesday night was pulled over by a DPS trooper. That led to the arrest of 35-year-old Broderick Branch of Bryan on drug charges. According to the arrest report, the trooper seized more than $2,400 in cash, along with a small amount of crack cocaine and unidentified pills. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a plea agreement with a Bryan man who has admitted to threatening to kill his sister's ex-boyfriend. 40-year-old Michael Dove also admitted to assaulting the ex before making the threat. Both crimes took place 4 years ago. Dove was sentenced to 15 years for the assault, the retaliation, and possessing cocaine and marijuana. And another plea agreement with the DA's office involves another Bryan man who admitted to attacking his estranged wife for the third time. 37-year-old Harvey Stockton was on parole for two previous assaults in October of 2014 when he slammed the woman's head against a wall and strangled her. Stockton also admitted to preventing the victim from calling 911. Because of his criminal history, Stockton was sentenced to 12 years in prison. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with deep
18th for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have this dock left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Good morning at 642, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is now east of the area. That's allowed for an increase in the humidity, which means our chances for thunderstorm starts to grow. Partly sunny near 90 today. There could be an isolated late-day storm. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm late at 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Clouds and sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday with a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll preview the Super Regional against the TCU Horned Frogs coming up later tonight. Also, the Astros fall to the Rangers yet again. And in the NHL, the San Jose Sharks are still alive in the Stanley Cup Finals. I'll give you the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, you got to be scared of sharks. You know, they may live forever. Whatever. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So, and I really enjoy hockey, but somehow I don't care that much about.
It's weird because hockey is a very entertaining sport, but down here we just don't, and it's not that we don't like it, it's just for some reason we don't watch it.
Yeah, I don't know, it was not that many years ago, but I'd gotten a chance to, I was in Indianapolis and I got to see a minor league game and I really enjoyed it. That's the thing is you really can't. You can't capture the excitement of the game on television
No,
very well,
definitely not.
Think.
And that's with a lot of sports, I think, but hockey even more so because we just didn't grow up around it around here.
And, you know, I think they tried things like where they would have a little trailing color on the puck so you could see where it was going so that people in, you know, Texas would understand that. But, I mean, the Stars have won before. They've been successful.
Yeah.
And it works in places like San Jose now because people did come from colder climates, but... I
used to like to watch the Arrows in Houston.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, minutes from the Aerodrome, so, I mean, it was cool.
Well, it's like soccer on rockets. I mean, it's the real deal. Those people are athletes beyond belief,
that's sure. That's a great description of it, soccer on rockets.
Exactly. All right, so, you know, like him or not is politics, you got to give Barack Obama credit. He does know how to deliver a comedy line. If you've seen him on Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis, I mean, he's great. He can deadpan as well as any of them. Well, so he was on with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show last night, and so I think this referred to skin color. I'm not sure.
I've been watching all the election coverage this week about Donald Trump.
No, but I have been watching my new favorite show. Orange is not the new black.
All my liberal friends were just fawning over that on Facebook last night.
So great. He's so amazing.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, no, but anyway. and so then Fallon had this for him.
Do you think the Republicans are happy with their choice? We are, but I don't know how to.
So there you go.
He should have been a comedian, really.
Well, that's probably right. Politician. Yeah, and he may end up being a comedian. Go on tour, right? Sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've been following the little kerfuffle here that's going on with a couple of Texas valedictorians. The debate over illegal immigration.
Yes, I saw this yesterday.
Yeah, what to do with your undocumented immigrants and such. Two high school valedictorians, one in Austin, the other in McKinney, drawn national attention by identifying themselves as undocumented. Maida Laura, who is a valedictorian in Austin, went public with her immigration status via tweet. She told the Austin American-Statesman, I didn't want all this to happen, referring to the often angry responses that came to her admission from her admission. She said, my tweet wasn't made to mock anyone. I just wanted to show that no matter what barriers you have in front of you, can succeed. Larissa Martinez of McKinney talked about her immigration status in her valedictorial speech.
Yeah, talk about bomb drop right there.
no kidding. She said, yes, I would love to talk to him if she had an opportunity to talk to anybody of importance about this. She was talking to WFAA. So she said, I think they need to know that we are people, too, if Donald Trump happened to walk in the room. But again, I think bomb drop is probably a pretty good
during
description.
The speech.
Think there's some shuffling of paper.
And then I think the article that I read was about that one, the McKinney student, and you know, it interviewed a teacher as well who knew about her status. They had become, I guess, close enough in their student-teacher relationship that she had, you know, disclosed that information. And he had said, you know, I hoped that she would share it during the speech or whatever. But I don't know if that's the right place.
No, but again, it is a situation where she probably knew video would be captured of that, so that it could make the media. And you know what the first young lady said is true. This does not have to be some sort of a hurdle that keeps you from being successful,
right?
And
I know the McKinney students like going to Yale.
Again, you know, people overcome a whole lot of things more than being an undocumented individual.
Right.
But by the same token, I hope they would quickly add that they are on the road or on the process of becoming documented. That's kind of what I would prefer to hear in that same conversation. That way, I think that would give some strength or credibility to their comments. Hello?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they can stand up there and say they're a lawbreaker, but you can't stand up there and use the word God.
Wow, that brings up an interesting angle.
He's got a point.
648.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's been more than 200 years that we southern gardeners have turned to crepe myrtles for hot weather landscaping color. This plant, like so many of our other best species, is native to China. By mistake, it got labeled as Lagerstromia indica, which would suggest India. It ought to be Lagerstromia sinensis. Well, we get into details. It is from China. No matter what the scientific name is. It is also for Texas landscapes and gardens. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summertime show, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon, not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I can save you money on the second printing of my book. It is $28.95 plus tax and postage until the day after Father's Day. At that point, it goes to $31.95. So save now. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, let me tell you, not in stores, not on Amazon. Order by calling 800-752-4769. Or go to neilsperry.com. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted to present to you. Every book goes out signed. $28.95 plus tax and postage, but order immediately. 1-800-752-4769 during the week, and neilsperry.com anytime. NEILSPERRY.com. The original species of crepe myrtle brought with it most of the colors we still know and love, including shades of white, lavender, pink, and red. More recent research and hybridization, however, have brought us literally hundreds of improved varieties in still wider ranges of those shades. Perhaps even more important, however, has been the introduction of an extremely diverse set of growth forms and sizes. There now is truly a crepe myrtle variety for almost any landscaping need. Before we cover some of the fun specifics, however, we're going to outline generalities of successfully growing this southern treasure. First, give them full sun. Anything less diminishes their growth and flowering. Good air circulation is also important since most of the varieties still have at least passing susceptibility to powdery mildew. Not so much with the Indian tribal name varieties, but with the older varieties, powdery mildew can still be a problem. Crepe myrtles will thrive in almost any Texas soil, but deep, highly organic planting soils are generally best. Avoid shallow, rocky sites that have been underlaid with highly alkaline caliche stone. They seem to look best when they're grown in groups of odd numbers of plants, so 3 or 5 crepe myrtles would be best. Trees that have 3 to 5 trunks would be best. Don't go with even numbers. They're restless. Oh, and back to that soil thing, you'll see iron deficiency when you grow crepe myrtles on really alkaline, rocky soils. Since all crepe myrtles are deciduous, it's usually best to have some type of evergreen backdrop behind them. That may not be possible when you use them as small trees, but it's certainly simple enough for the dwarf and miniature forms. All crepe myrtles are genetically programmed to be shrubs. Even the really tall, original types still revert to their ancestry. Left untended, they'll send up side shoots and suckers that quickly will return them to being shrubs. There are intermediate types of crepe myrtles that'll get 8 or 12 feet tall. Then you have the tall types that get between 12 and 18 or 20 feet, and the very tall that go 20 to 30 feet tall. And, of course, you have miniature, weeping, and dwarf crepe myrtles. There are so many crepe myrtles. CrepeMyrtleTrails.org has a lot of great information. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for today. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkins and Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53.
The number one Texas A&M Aggies look to earn their sixth College World Series trip when they host the TCU Horned Frogs in a best-of-three Super Regional Series on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Both teams met with the media yesterday. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to this weekend. We've had a very good week of practice and preparation for TCU, and, you know, very similar to us. They played extremely well in their conference tournament, won that, won their regional last weekend, and so they're playing as well as they've played all year, and we'll certainly have our hands full this weekend, but we're looking forward to, you know, being at home, playing in front of the 12th man, and playing our very best baseball.
The Maroon and White are coming off one of their most prolific regional performances, going 3-0 for the first time since the NCAA went to the four-team regional 64-team tournament format in 1999. Texas A&M won the three games by a combined score of 34-6. The only other time the Aggies went undefeated in a regional was 1993, when they took down Yale, Lamar, UCLA, and North Carolina by a combined tally of 48-12 to earn a CWS bid. Texas A&M is on a seven-game win streak, including the four games they won to claim the SEC tournament title in Hoover. Outfielder J.B. Moss says last year's loss keeps the team focused.
I think more during the week on a Tuesday or Wednesday practice when you're not feeling so great. You know, I think during the weekend in our conference, you have to focus on the opponent at hand. I think that, you know, you don't really pay attention to what happened last year once you're in the fight. But I think it served as a motivational tool for, like I said, practice days and sometimes during the year when you're not really feeling it.
All three games are at 8 o'clock with pregame beginning at 7:45, and you can catch them on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M third baseman Boomer White was named one of five finalists for the 2016 Dick Houser Trophy presented by Easton Foundations, as announced by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association on Thursday. He's already picked up All-America recognition from Baseball America and Collegiate Baseball, as well as being named the SEC Player of the Year. In other Aggie accolades, Texas A&M softball freshman Keely Milligan was named a 2016 Hammer Strength All-American in partnership with the Collegiate Strength and Conditioning Coaches Association. Milligan, who started in all 59 games at left field, broke the school record in stolen bases with 54 and was named to the All-SEC and NFCA All-Region second team. At the top of the lineup, Milligan batted 379 with a home run, 12 RBI, and scored 59 runs on the season, which is the second highest total in program history. Meanwhile, in track and field, Texas A&M senior Maggie Malone broke the collegiate record as she won the NCAA javelin title with a throw of 204 feet, as junior Lyndon Victor became the first Aggie to win an NCAA decathlon with a score of 8,379 during Thursday's action at Hayward Field. The Brazos Valley Bombers return to the field tonight when the Woodland Strikers will be at Nutrabolt Stadium to start a two-game series. First pitch is at 7:05, and you can catch the game on Fusion 95.1-2. In high school baseball, the College Station baseball team wasn't able to beat what soon could be a $2 million man, but the Cougars made San Antonio Alamo Heights pitcher Forrest Whitley work to earn the spot in the state championship. The Cougars saw their surprising run through the playoffs in Thursday night as Whitley led the Mules to a 5-2 victory in the Class 5A state semifinal round at Dell Diamond. Whitley was selected by the Houston Astros with the 17th pick in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft. That story courtesy of BrazosSports.com. Speaking of the Astros in Major League Baseball,
Odor's got it, throws to first, they've got the runner in the rundown. Moreland pegs the second, the tag put on, Springer is out, the game is over.
Prince Fielder homered for the first time since briefly getting benched. Jerickson Profar got two more hits, and the Texas Rangers beat the Houston Astros 5-3 Thursday. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa appeared to injure his left ankle when he stumbled over the first base bag, running out a grounder in the fifth inning. He exited the game. The Astros look to put the series behind them as they begin a three-game series with the Rays tonight in Tampa. First pitch is at 6:10 p.m. The Rangers, meanwhile, hope to keep the momentum going as they begin a three-game series with the Seattle Mariners tonight in Seattle at 9:10. The Texas Rangers got good news on Yu Darvish a day after the right-hander exited early with shoulder stiffness in his third start since last year's Tommy John surgery. Darvish reported no problems after playing catch Thursday and was expected to throw his regular bullpen session Friday in Seattle. And in the NHL.
And the final score, the Sharks 4 and the Penguins 2. Pittsburgh's lead in the series is cut to 3-2.
The San Jose Sharks are still alive in the Stanley Cup Finals. Martin Jones made 44 saves, and the Sharks captured a must-win Game 5 by beating the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-2 to cut the Pens' lead in the series to 3-2, entering Sunday night's Game 6 back in San Jose. And that's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed